Baruch tells us Merosh Chodesh Aratainis Nema'atin B'Simcha, that when it comes to the 9 days, starting from Rosh Chodesh, which will be Shabbos this year, all the way until the fast, of course referring to Tisha B'Av, we minimize our Simcha B'Nohagin L'Hachmir She'en Nosin Anoshim M'Yud Zayin Tammuz V'Eilech. Now when it comes to marriages, we extend this restriction not only for the 9 days, but starting all the way from the 17th of Tammuz for the entire 3 weeks. On this, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, "V'yishchol l'das ki kol min hagi ha'avelos hanohagim rosh chodesh ad hatainis." That he says you should know that when it comes to these different stages, in which, for example, between the nine, before we get to the 9 days, we have the 3 weeks, and then once we get to the 9 days, it's a little bit more strict, and then finally to get into Shavuot Shacholbo, which we have even more restrictions, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls. So he says that Medina Metzeitz HaKochavim Doleil Rosh Chodesh Av. Even though this doesn't necessarily apply so much this year, because after all, it's Shabbos, and on Shabbos, even if Shabbos would be Tisha B'Av itself, we of course don't fast on Shabbos, and the laws of Avelos are removed. So, but nonetheless, this idea, true, that when it comes to this halacha, it's worthwhile exploring nonetheless. That the time in which the 9 days begin is from the time it's Seitz HaKochavim. Seitz HaKochavim, the stars come out, it's 100% the next day. It's definitely nighttime. So according to that opinion, that is when the next restriction of the 9 days would begin. However, the Eishtim Noim Mishkiya Sachama Ve'elech. Some people go even more strict and say it's not by Seitz HaKochavim, but all right at Shkiya Sachama, as soon as it's sunset, from that moment on, now it's considered to be the 9 days. Ve'im Hispal Arvit. Now again, this is, of course, what we're about to read, we do here, we do daven earlier, but of course, because it's Shabbos, it's not much of an issue. But let's say that the 9 days would begin on a weekday, and you would have a early minyan, which is not something which is only has to be done on Friday. You can also accept daven mincha before plaga mincha, daven marv afterwards, and would finish marv if it's still light outside. The question is, it's light out, so now is it not the 9 days, or is it still officially not because it's not yet Rosh Chodesh? So he says like this: Im hispal arvid asha dain lifnei hashkia, even though it's not yet sunset, but since you daven mariv aser medina, then it's already now aser all those different laws which apply to the 9 days now apply to you. V'chein so too. Im akal beveis achnesis shavu hispal tomin hispal arvid asha hu dain lo hispal. So let's say you live in a community in which they do this. They daven Marib before sunset. And it happens to be that day you did not daven with a minion. But this is the minion which the community has. So even though you may not necessarily daven with them that night, or day, nonetheless the halacha is that as soon as they've daven marv, it's halachically considered the 9 days because you're part of that community. And therefore those restrictions would apply to you. So that's when it comes to the 9 days. And the same idea can be borrowed when it comes to the starting of the 3 weeks. And there's two questions. The question is, does it start by Shkia or does it start by Seitz HaKochavim? The other question is it really start at night at all? Because we know the start of the 3 weeks is a fast day. So there's a dispute among the authorities exactly when the 3 weeks begin. So again, we don't fast at night on the 17th of Tammuz. We don't, not until that morning. So the question is, when exactly does the 3 weeks begin? Does it start at Shkia? Because after all, that is the 17th day of Tammuz. You may not think about it, that you're all preparing for the next morning for the fast. But the question is, do those, get the door, does that law apply? Well, Ma'isa ha-poskim ha-skimu sheish linhog kol dini ben-emitzrim mitzetzach chavim d'leil yud zayin. He says that really, one should be strict that they should follow the laws of the 3 weeks, not just from the beginning of the that morning of the 17th, but that night prior. For this reason, in the stopper Olvarech Shechianu Kvar B'Leil Yudzayin Tammuz, he says, some of the requirements, restrictions of the whole 3 weeks is we limit getting a haircut. Also saying Shechianu. So he says that one should refrain from doing these things even the night before. Amnam. However, L'inyan Nisuin, interesting idea which we'll stop with, when it comes to getting married, there's nothing wrong with getting married on the 16th of Tammuz. So he says like this, B'makom Tzarech, in a time of need, Mutter L'arech Chuppah V'Kiddushin L'fnei Shkiyas HaChama, you're allowed to get married right before sunset on the eve of the 17th, so it's still the 16th. Your chuppah, it'll say on the ksuba that you were married on the 16th. It was daylight. Even though the actual wedding and the play, all the instruments and the dancing and everything is going to be already after Shkia, after night, which is technically the 17th, it's not an issue. As we said, because first of all, there are those who say that the 3 weeks only begin in the morning. And the second thing is that since you really already got married the day before, so we're allowed to continue even past Shki. Rabbi Chanan, Baruch Hu, 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 Baruch H